Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself. He is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "You are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals, hanging there, reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? You are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly. For the sentence we receive corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." He said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. I was confirmed in New York in the year 1966 by the servant of God, Cardinal Cook. And that 50 years ago, when you were confirmed, the bishop would actually of you my age, so given that there were a lot of us, I had it planned out. When the bishop was about to smack, I was going to duck. And he smacked the kid next to me, little Johnny boy. But I did duck in time. However, it was not a really hard smack. It was just basically a little tap on the cheek. That's the only thing I remember there in Nanuet, New York, when I was confirmed, the Church of St. Anthony. But I remember the meaning of it. That I remember, those good Dominican nuns and those good classical parents that we had years ago would say, "Look, you have to be ready to suffer for Christ and even to die for Christ as a martyr." That I remember. That I remember very clearly. So we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King. There are three readings here. A, we read Matthew chapter 25, where the king separates the goats from the sheep. Here B, which would be St. Mark, where Jesus is talking with Pontius Pilate, who says, "Are you a king?" This is year C, we have Jesus. He's on the throne. The throne is the cross. The throne is considered the cross, especially in the Gospel of St. John. It is a very striking passage. Here, following the passage, there were three groups of people that were insulting Christ. Are you aware of that? Three different groups. First would be the Jewish leaders. The second would be the Roman soldiers. And the third, this is only St. Mark, we have both of the thieves start to attack Christ at first. Luke doesn't present that, but Mark has it where both of them, they're railing against Christ, they're insulting him, they're deriding him. So it seems that everyone is against him, even when he's on the cross. We know it's not fully because you've got Magdalene, you've got Mary, you've got St. John the Baptist, but the Gospel presents St. Luke, Jesus being insulted. What would you consider the three most touching scenes in the Bible for you? One of them is the one you just heard. When I was reading in the Confirmation Mass, I almost started to cry. Because you've got Jesus on the cross, and the one of the thieves is attacking Christ, and the other one comes to his defense, who is converted. And he says, hey, don't you have fear of God? We have the same sentence as this man. But he says this, we have a sentence, but we deserve it. Because we're criminals. We're getting our just sentence. And he turns to Jesus and says, possibly among the most beautiful words in the Bible, says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus has enough strength to lift up his head and say, amen, I say to you today, you'll be with me in paradise. What beautiful words. I think it's a dear thing. We see the real triumph of the greatest virtue in Christ. His mercy. Now, you've heard that many times, but let's delineate what type of person this was. He was a thief, a murderer, and an insurrectionist. You got that? We should think the good things, okay? Thief, murderer, insurrectionist means what? He started wars. I think that the cholos of Wine Gardens Comp in East L.A. would be afraid of this guy. They would. I think the worst cholos would be would run away from this guy. This guy was tough stuff. And he was converted. Who was the first canonized saint in the Catholic Church? Anyone home? It's a good thing. Almost as if God has a sense of humor. Of all people, it wasn't Dominic Savio or Maria Goretti or Maximilian Kolbe. The first one to be canonized was the good thief. A murderer, a thief, and an insurrectionist. Wow. So he died, he went right to heaven. So let me tell you a story used in the Confirmation Mass today, in honor of Christ the King. In this church here, we have a very mixed group. We've got some Mexicans here. Maybe second generation, Mexican heritage. What is the glory of Mexico? Three. Our Lady Guadalupe? Amen? Amen. Juan Diego? Amen. And the Cristero martyrs? Amen? That's the glory of Mexico. Mexicans here. Our Lady Guadalupe, who points to Christ. Juan Diego, one of the greatest catechists in the world. And the Cristeros. I'm not going to give you a course in church history. I could, but I don't have time. But 100 years ago, In Mexico, you had about the most fierce, violent persecution in the history of the country of Mexico. With two devils, Calles and Obregón. Calles was the president. Obregón was the George Patton, the five-star general. For Masons and atheists, they tried to destroy the Catholic faith. So what did they do? They prohibited the practice of Catholicism. Mexico is such a strong Catholic country, you couldn't practice. So if I were walking outside as a priest, they would apprehend me, throw me in jail, and hang me. That's how bad it was. But the cristeros, especially in three states of Mexico, in Guadalajara, Michoacán, and Zacatecas, the three states, they rose up against the feds, the federal government. And they set up a counter-revolution in which their key word was a little bit of Spanish here. Que viva Cristo Rey. Que viva la Virgen de Guadalupe. And see the movie for The Greater Glory, if you haven't seen it. Have you seen anything, The Greater Glory? Maybe watch it today. Great movie. So the person I'd like to highlight is, his name is Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio. They called him Joselito. And he was from Michoacán. I was born in Michigan, okay? We call it Motown. This little boy I presented as a model for the confirmation students. He prayed as a little kid that he'd become a saint and become a martyr when he was a little child. How many of your teenagers or little boys have ever, I've never heard of that, he prayed that he'd become a saint and become a martyr? So he wanted to enter into the army. But he's only 14 years old. So he tried one army after the next, and finally one army said, you can come in, and you can prepare the meals, you can pray the rosary, and you can help the soldiers, but you can't go and fight. So he accepted. He enters in with his horse. The general of that army, his horse, was killed, so he gave the general of the army's horse. Now, his padrino, who was the uncle, who was with the cristeros, he changed. He became a betrayer. And what he did was this. He, for his pastime, he liked, how do you say in English, gallina de pelea? Okay, the cockfight with the roosters, okay? And the chickens. So he brought them into Canada because Canada breeded the best. They brought them in the church where Jose was being arrested, the Church of Santiago Apostle in Soaya. Because of a lack of respect for that, for the church, Jose wringed the necks of these animals. When his uncle came in, his uncle was infuriated. And he beat the little boy. He tried to get his little godson to renounce his Catholic faith. How many of you saw the movie? Okay, do you remember the scene? They take off his shoes. Remember the scene? And they pull out the sharp knife. Are you going to curse Christ the King? And he says, Que viva Cristo Rey. Que viva Cristo Rey. And he says in Spanish, Jesús, dame fuerza, dame fuerza, dame fuerza, dame fuerza. Jesús, dame fuerza. In English, Lord, give me strength. So he starts to touch the feet of this little child. And he's crying out in pain, and he's saying, dame fuerza, dame fuerza, dame fuerza, Jesús. He says, to hear the priest go away. Then they force him to walk to the cemetery with his feet, and they place salt on the ground. And you see in the movie, the boy is walking, stumbling, walking, stumbling, walking, stumbling. And there he is at the cemetery, about to be killed in front of his mother and father. He looks at his mother and says, Mommy, I love you. I love God more. Then his uncle says, just say, Maldita Cristo Rey. Just curse Christ. And the little boy says, Que viva Cristo Rey. Que viva la Virgen de Guadalupe. Then they stab him in the back. He falls to the ground. They shoot him in the head. What was his last gesture? As the blood comes pouring out of his temple, his last gesture was to take the blood and make the sign of the cross in his hand. This, my friends, is the glory of Mexico, the glory of the Catholic Church, and the glory of each and every one of us. Que viva Cristo Rey. Amen.